Oregon's Gordon Smith has also become the second Republican senator to call on Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez to resign over the scandal surrounding 8 fired U.S. attorneys. Meanwhile, more documents are being released, and the new information in those documents is not helping Gonzalez save his job. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The latest is an email exchange that came out last night. The message at the top of the page is from the now infamous Kyle Sampson. He resigned Monday as Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez's chief of staff, just before the Justice Department sent a stack of his emails to Congress that contradicted the Attorney General's sworn testimony from months earlier. In early January 2005, when Sampson wrote this email, the aide was at the Justice Department. Gonzalez was still the top lawyer at the White House. The message begins, "Judge and I discussed briefly a couple weeks ago." Judge is the nickname people use with Gonzalez. The subject he discussed with Sampson was firing U.S. attorneys who were not, in Sampson's words, loyal Bushies. The email talks about firing 15% to 20% of all the U.S. attorneys in the country. Justice Department spokeswoman Tasia Scalina sent out a statement. "The Attorney General has no recollection of any plan or discussion to replace U.S. attorneys while he was still White House counsel." She said the emails refer to a period of time when Gonzalez was preparing for his confirmation hearing to be Attorney General. All week, a growing number of lawmakers has called for Gonzalez to resign, and these emails give them more ammunition. The exchange also shows White House advisor Karl Rove playing an early role in planning the dismissals. A message to White House lawyer David Leitch from January 6, 2005 reads, "Karl Rove stopped by to ask you how we planned to proceed regarding U.S. attorneys, whether we were going to allow all to stay, request resignations from all and accept only some of them, or selectively replace them, etc." Democratic New York Senator Charles Schumer grabbed a microphone as soon as the news broke.
"The new emails show conclusively that Karl Rove was in the middle of this mess from the beginning. It is now imperative that he testify before Congress and give all the details of his involvement."
Earlier in the day, Rove delivered a speech at Troy University in Alabama where he defended the White House's decision to dismiss 8 U.S. attorneys.
"This, to my mind, is a lot of politics, and I understand that's what Congress has a right to play around with, and they're going to do it. And I just ask the American people and ask Congress to look fairly and carefully at what's being said and done now."
Just before Rove delivered that speech, the Senate Judiciary Committee back in Washington granted Chairman Patrick Leahy authority to subpoena 5 justice officials, including Kyle Sampson, and 6 of the fired U.S. attorneys. Press aides distributed copies of the orders. In all caps at the top of each page, "You are hereby commanded to appear before the Committee on the Judiciary." Leahy said he would take the same steps whether this was a Republican or Democratic administration.
"My concern as chairman has been that the statements from the administration to me, both in private and in public, have been probably the most charitable way I said they have been in flux."
And as if the day was not bad enough for Attorney General Gonzalez, a bombshell on a different front unexpectedly landed with the publication of the National Journal's online edition. In a story citing government records and interviews, the journal accused Gonzalez of advising President Bush to deny Justice Department investigators the clearances they needed to look into the National Security Agency's domestic surveillance program. According to the report, Gonzalez wanted the inquiry stopped before investigators targeted him. Once the story came out, 4 Democrats from the Senate Judiciary Committee sent Gonzalez a letter asking for all of the relevant documents. The senators wrote, "This report raises still more concerns about the independence and integrity of the Justice Department under your leadership." Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.